T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have a daily sports betting show.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him. I got to tell you that much.
Joe Ostrowski is brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please bet responsibly. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about right now. This is the heyday. This is the time. This may be the peak of some sports gambling for many people. And he joins us on the Score Hotline. That's presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. You can follow Joe on Twitter, and you should be following him at Joe Ostrowski, the host of BetQL Daily, is here. What's happening?
Man, I don't know if there's any way tonight can match the Thursday games to start the Sweet 16 round off. We had some awesome action going on last night.
Oh, that Michigan State K-State game was fabulous. UCLA Gonzaga ended up being wonderful. I agree. UConn though, UConn looked pretty solid. Like that was clear cut.
UConn, they're a four, but don't get it twisted. I mean, they are back to what they were early in the season when they started out 14-0. Then they had a very poor January. They lost 6 of 8 in conference, but they're back to being peak UConn right now. You can make the argument that they are the best team in the country right now.
See, the thing I'm thinking about here is the team that I'm not talking about because that game was so obviously in hand.
The metrics have loved them forever. And for Saturday, they're actually favored in that game over Gonzaga. Bartorvik.com, for people that look at that over the last month and a half, these are the two best teams in the country, according to the numbers. And KenPom's, but they have UConn at number 3. There's another site I look at, Haslametrics. They have UConn as the number 1 team in the country.
Wow.
And UConn is favored in this matchup by a couple of points. So the action that sets up in the Elite Eight that we're going to see on Saturday look to be terrific. We've got a couple of ones going at it tonight, so that'll be fascinating. As far as last night, the other thing that stood out to me was the teams that had lingering injuries, it really came back to bite them, and some people forgot about it. Because Tennessee knocked out Duke, then they stopped talking about missing their point guard, and then, you know, last night you only put up 55 points against FAU. And the same thing with UCLA. I mean, that's a buzzer beater from the logo. That's how you go down. But if they have Jalen Clark, one of the best defenders in the nation, maybe UCLA is victorious in that game. So, yeah, last night was great. And then tonight, we have larger spreads. It's Bama favored by 7.5. It's Houston favored by 7.5 against Miami. Bama's going up against San Diego State. The biggest point spread of this round is Creighton, 9.5 for 10 against Princeton. And then the late game, according to the spread, looks to be the best game. It'll be Texas. They are a 4.5-point favorite against Xavier. These games are tougher to read. I'll go through them real quick if you'd like.
Yeah.
The Bama San Diego State one, that one's going to be decided on the pace, the tempo. San Diego State is going to try and slow it down. They're a top 15 defense. If they get their way, lower scoring game. I like them to cover. San Diego State is getting 7.5. We haven't seen the great Brandon Miller yet in this tournament, so you wonder if this could be the breakout one. But San Diego State getting a lot of points there. Then we've got the Houston-Miami matchup. We were concerned a week ago about the injuries with Houston, and so were they with Sasser and Shedd. They looked fine. They dominated Auburn in the second half last week. Now you're going up against Miami. Now, the issue with Miami, they're outside the top 100 in the nation defensively. Wong was terrific against Indiana, pouring in 27. Omer has been dominating, but is he going to be able to do that against Houston? That's the big question. But I think Miami can hang around. Again, the number 7.5. The Princeton run, I expect to end here. Creighton, they're favored by 9.5 for a reason. Star power, Nembhard, Kalkbrenner, I think they're going to run away. It's going to be one of those. And then the Texas Xavier, that one's tough to call. Maybe there's a coaching mismatch between Sean Miller and Rodney Terry. If Texas wins that game, Rodney Terry probably gets the job, but there are all sorts of rumors. I mean, if Texas loses here, they're probably going to go out and get their coach somewhere else. There are connections to Jerome Tang, so maybe he ends up going down to Texas. So this is going to be an interesting one. I think that'll be a higher scoring one, so I'm going to play the over there. As far as the side, that one's difficult.
I know we get the notes from BetMGM, and we've got the most bet overs via tickets, and it's Alabama-San Diego State, 137.5. Second most bet, Xavier-Texas, 149.5.
Wait, the over on Alabama-San Diego State?
That's according to the BetMGM basketball insights we have. And then Houston-Miami, 138.5.
I'm surprised that that's an over bet. I would think that if, like what Joe was just saying, with the actual basketball analysis there, that there's going to be fewer possessions.
Most of the time, yeah, the bettors are going to, public bettors are going to come in on the over no matter what. And that was interesting for the first couple of rounds because coaches and players were complaining about the basketballs. And at one point, unders were 30-10 in the first two rounds. So the unders hit at a higher rate than we've ever seen in the tournament. I'm wondering if it's going to flip. Last night, three of the four games, the overs ended up hitting. So some of the bettors there, maybe they're thinking it's an over adjustment. But yeah, I'm expecting a slower game.
Did anybody see FAU coming? And where were the opportunities to win on them at this point? I mean, maybe there's a futures bet you're cashing out here as they get set to take on maybe the IT team of the tournament that people are having fun with in KSU.
At this time yesterday, FAU was 80-1 to win the title, and right now they're 18-1. So,
well, yeah, so cash it out and take your profits, right?
That was a massive adjustment. Unless you think they can pull off another win, because then that number is going to drop a ton even more. I did hear chatter about them. The only question was getting past the first round, because that was what appeared to be a wide-open region, and everybody was right about that. It was, could they beat Memphis, or is it going to be Memphis? Maybe they – I felt like a lot of people were talking about the winner of that 8-9 matchup going on a deep run, and that's exactly how it's set up. I mean, they are viewed as a top 20 team in the nation. They end up checking a lot of boxes in the end. What you look for teams that make deep runs in the tournament, balance, top 20 offense, top 20 defensive efficiency, and it's been quite impressive. It didn't really shock me that Rick Barnes ended up losing last night.
We just read the stat earlier. Yeah. I had that stat about how he's lost to a lower-seeded team in all five of the tournament appearances at Tennessee.
Yep.
At some point, that's going to – that's going to actually hit accurately, which is a shame, but the numbers bear it out.
Yep. And as far as that Florida Atlantic game on Saturday, Kansas State is favored by 2.5. I would say that makes sense. I look them as even teams. A great performance from Noel last night, but you would think bettors are going to come in with the team from the Big 12 and what Tang has been able to do. So I understand why Kansas State is favored by 2. KenPom has Florida Atlantic by 1, and usually his numbers mirror the betting line. So we haven't seen that in this matchup. And the UConn game, that is a 2.5 point spread going up against Gonzaga. So that'll be a great matchup.
Joe, there's also been a lot of movement toward Alabama and Houston, according to BetMGM, when it comes to who's going to win the championship overall. Is there anything there that sticks out to you?
No. I mean, just that I wouldn't bet on either of them because I still view this as wide open. I feel like every round I keep saying it, and I'm still there sitting with 12 teams left. I could see any of a half a dozen winning the title. Houston, Bama, Connecticut, sure. Texas. Gonzaga concerns me defensively because they would be an ultimate outlier. I mean, they rank in the 70s when it comes to defensive efficiency, but they have the number one offense. So I think they could win it. You could throw Creighton in there. If Xavier beats Texas tonight, sure. Why not? So that's been one consistent thing that I'm not going to play a short number, meaning one of the favorites to win the title, because I still view this thing as wide open.
Did you have all four winners yesterday?
I did not have the UCLA one. Yeah, I was looking good. It was a nice 3-0 start, but I didn't feel great about that one. I went with UCLA. I thought I had it early on. They're up by 13, middle of the second half, and we saw what happened there.
Anything lately that is notable regarding baseball numbers, either Cubs or Sox? Anything that's happening in spring training or post WBC?
Yeah, the more bettors I talk to that I respect when it comes to baseball betting, they don't like the White Sox at all. In fact, they're betting the under.
The under?
Yes.
But are they predicted at 500 by like a lot of the advanced metrics?
Yeah, the numbers, most places have it at 83.5. BetMGM has the number at 84.5 right now for the win total. And yeah, a lot of, Dan, you know this, and you've brought this up with the dead cat bounce possibility this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not looking at it that way. The majority of the betting market thinks that the number should be closer to 80. And the reasoning is, of course, you have the tougher schedule as it's been flattened out. They're not going to be able to beat up on the bottom feeders in the American League Central. The new rules tend to favor Cleveland more than the White Sox. And the injuries have already started. And we know that's a thin roster. The other interesting thing that was pointed out to me that I didn't quite realize is with the elimination of the shift. Now, we know how putrid their defense was a year ago. But when you look at when they used the shift, they were actually a plus defense.
Mm-hmm.
They were really good.
Yeah, we were getting on them for not doing it enough.
Yes, and now they're pulling that away. So, yes, the outfield defense should be better with the changes they've made. But some of these rule changes, you know, a team like the Guardians had 119 steals last year. Well, that should probably go up this season. So those are a few reasons that bettors are not high on the Sox.
Joe Ostrowski, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
There you go. You are armed with information from Joe Ostrowski, and now it is time for Friday High Noon. I have a sighting of a mutant X-Man.
What?
Yes, fishermen got pictures of a mutant.
I have a really well-written obit. Have you heard this one yet?
I don't think so.
All right, it's clever, but it's not a mutant.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.